I know, but I can't think of it.
What's Sally a nickname for?
Huh?
What is Sally a nickname for?
Sally.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it'd be a she, but it could be a lot of things that you call Sally, because her in hillbilly or whatever I am,
uh-huh,
there are a lot of things you call Sally, because it just they put it that way. Like, well, if it's supposed to be, it'd be a she, you see,
uh-huh,
and they'd be. I've had dogs named Sally, and I called them Sally, and then I've had cars maybe acted up, and I say, "Oh, Sally ain't doing right this morning," or mm-hmm, something like that. You see, it'd be a lot of things you could call Sally, like maybe your old crosscut saw. You go out the saw and say, "Oh, Sally sure is dull this morning." You know, just remarks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's a lot of things that call them Sally.
What about do you remember the name in a song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines"?
Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Do you ever hear a song?
No, I don't believe I have. I don't believe I have.
Do you remember the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
Yeah, I remember that.
What was the name of that girl in the song?
Nellie.
Uh-huh. And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
That'd be Matthew.
And
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and James.
Uh-huh. A male goat is called
He's called a Billy.
And if a child's named Billy, his full name would be?
Full name would be what, William?
Uh-huh. And if your father had a brother by that name, by the full name, you'd call him?
Well, you'd probably call him Bill or Uncle Bill or something like that. That's what they all, we had one that way, see, and that's what we called him, Uncle Bill.
What about President Kennedy's first name? That was...
Well, now there, you see, I'm not out of gear this morning. Well, I'll tell you, I can't think of anything this morning. John Kennedy.
Uh-huh. And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
That's what he had. I called him Uncle John. I called him.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother says she'd be your auntie.
And say a preacher who's not very well trained, who just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, you'd call him a...
Well, we call him a preacher is what we call him. I don't know what the proper name would be for him. But we call him a preacher.
Well, but if you're sort of criticizing him, you know, if you don't think he's very good at preaching, then he just does it sort of in his spare time, you know, and you don't.
Well, we call him hypocrite, so we call
him. What about a carpenter or a mechanic who just sort of...
Jackleg.
Uh-huh. What does jackleg mean now?
Well, that means not very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's jacklegged all the trades and ain't worth it for nothing, see? That's what they say.
Would you talk about a jackleg preacher?
Well, I guess you could call him a jackleg preacher, but I hardly ever refer to him as that. They must say they're hypocrites, what they call them. If he don't live what he preaches, why that's what we call him. He's a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. You had a question. I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go